Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. On this week's show, we'll be talking about a revolutionary new magnification product for low vision users that I wish was around when I was using such devices.
We'll talk with Sam Adler and Chris Bender from Humanware about their new Prodigy fully digital magnifier system and how they've incorporated a lot of technology to create an easy-to-use magnifier. But first to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, even if you think you have all of the adaptive tools that you need, you should keep aware of the advances that are being made because there might be a newer product that works even better for you. And this is especially important if your vision continues to change over time because then your needs will evolve also.
There seems to always be something new coming along, and it's good to keep abreast of that information, which is partially what we tried to do with this show.
And we'll be talking about this in more detail later, but when we compare the CCTV system that Pete used to use, which was, 30, 35 years ago, it didn't have nearly the capabilities of this new product. And if his vision hadn't changed to where he couldn't use this one, I'm sure he'd much rather have it than the one he used to have. Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll meet Chris and Sam and learn about Humanware.
Well, we're talking with two representatives from Humanware today, and maybe you can both introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi there. My name's Chris Bender. I'm the Director of Product Strategy at Humanware, working in Montreal. I'm responsible for the product management team. We are the ones who come up with the different types of products, the requirements. We talk to the customers and our sales group and bring back lots of ideas for the R&D team to evaluate. And we're responsible for making sure that Humanware has the best products for our customers. And we serve the blind community and also the low vision community with a really wide portfolio of products.
And my name is Sam Adler, and I'm the technical product manager for Humanware. I've been working for this company for over 11 years already, visually impaired myself, and mainly I work with the low vision product line. So my job is to gather the requirements of the market, understand the market's needs well in the low vision market, and then draw up the product, make sure that we get the right product, and then hand it off to our R&D team that will whip up whatever we need to be able to put the product on market.
So Sam, can you describe your visual impairment a bit for us?
Yes, I have a visual situation called Leber's hereditary optical neuropathy. It's a long thing to say that I have peripheral vision only. I've been visually impaired for 12 years. I use my peripheral a lot. I'm light sensitive and definitely am a very good user, avid user of all the low vision products. I get to play with all the toys and I also get to develop them and with the R&D team. So that's really cool.
That can make for great feedback right in the early parts of the development cycle.
Yeah, it's true. And at the same time, we have to be careful because we don't want to be biased either. I'm a specific target market, we're more professional. But in some circumstances, we're looking to have products that are targeted for elderly market, for example, or seniors. So I have to be careful in that sense. But definitely living the experience of being visually impaired brings an added value to the product itself.
And how about you, Chris? What kind of visual impairment do you have, if any?
Well, I'm nearsighted. I wear glasses and contact lenses. Sometimes I use the Prodigy while I'm not wearing my glasses because with that, I can barely read a book about a foot in front of my face without any assistance.
Could you give us a quick overview of the main product lines from Humanware?
Sure. Yeah. We have the Victor Reader products. We have the Stream and the Stratus, which are digital talking book readers. We make a number of Braille products. So we have the Braille Note, which is essentially a small laptop that allows users to enter information using a Perkins-style keyboard and then, have a display. It's like a dynamic display with Braille dots that raise and lower as things are being displayed. So you can connect that to a computer via Bluetooth, for example, and then browse the web, write emails, do spreadsheets even. You know, we sell that a lot into the education market and to professionals. We also have the Brailliant Braille display, which is simply a display that you can connect to, for example, an iPad, any type of device with Bluetooth connectivity, and then it will essentially display what's shown on the screen of your computer or your portable device, and it will render it into Braille.
Well, there are some environments where you don't want to be listening to your iPhone or you can't hear it. So having the Braille as an adjunct output is a very nice thing.
Exactly. And it allows people to use mainstream technology as well and just have the display in Braille. Moving to low vision, we also have a large number of products for people suffering from low vision. And those include a family of CCTV-based electronic magnifiers, as well as handheld magnifiers as well. So we have quite a large product portfolio, and we're adding to it today with the Prodigy as well, which is, as we'll talk about, we call it a personal vision assistant because it's not just a electronic magnifier. It has a lot more functionality, and it's kind of a new category in the CCTV-based electronic magnifier technology.
Now, they mentioned the Victor Reader Stream and Stratus products, and if you want to learn more about those, we did show number 1332, where we spoke with Matthew Janisauskas, also of Humanware, about those products.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the brand new Prodigy digital magnification system. This Prodigy that you've just started selling, is that just a new version of an existing Prodigy line, or is the whole Prodigy concept a brand new thing?
It's really a brand new thing, and the reason why we're saying that is that basically the low vision line we already have. So we have desktop models, we have distance cameras and handhelds. But with the new technology shift that's occurring right now, where everything is becoming smaller, there are more possibilities for us to use technology to help out the low vision individuals out there. So the Prodigy is now a new product line, and as you'll notice, there's already three products that are on the portfolio. They're very highly advanced technology items, stripped down to the basic, simple operation.
You know, I remember some of the first CCTVs that I had for reading magnified text on what was then a CRT screen, and they were big and bulky, very heavy. The camera, along with its lens, was over a foot and a half long. These things have changed dramatically over the years, and apparently this new product of yours is even a new step. Tell us what's different between some of these new technologies and the old technologies.
That's a great comment you bring up there, because I remember the CCTVs at the time were very bulky. And if you look at the last 30-some years of evolution of the CCTVs, there's been a few milestones that are really important. Just to name a few of them, I remember when they were black and white and they became color, and then autofocus was introduced. And right after that, then we came out with the devices that had nice LCD screens. And very recently, you have the high definition and also the devices that come out with speech. That's pretty well a resume of the last 30 or 40 years of evolution of low vision. Now, where Prodigy comes in really interesting is that obviously now we have the high-tech stuff, so it's all high definition. All our units are high definition. They also have advanced technology built in, very flat monitors and so on. But what we've designed here, we think that this product that we're introducing now is going to replace the previous CCTVs as we knew them before. Prodigy is not only a CCTV. Actually, it just looks like one, but everything inside is different, and now it's a completely digital magnifier. What's nice about Prodigy is that not only it has all that electronics inside that's built in, but it also allows you to be able to carry it with you. So we have the convenience of a nice desktop device where you can read comfortably at your desk, but you can also carry all that information that you've captured in your hand.
Well, it sounds like you're very receptive to customer feedback and what your customers really want and how you design your products. That's a great thing.
And with Prodigy, you'd be impressed. I mean, we tested the device with individuals, younger individuals, but mainly we went with seniors and elderly. And we really wanted to see how they would respond with a tactile keypad. And That was a major point for us, and they adopted it within minutes. So the XY platter, you know, they rejected, and they loved operating a device with one finger. They don't have a slightest clue of what's behind all the power and the engineering behind it, but it's working good for them, and we were really happy to see that reception.
Yeah, that's great, because sometimes, particularly with older people, you know, a real paradigm shift like that can be difficult to get over.
Can you describe how the various pieces of Prodigy work either together or separately?
Sure. HumanWare has developed from the ground up a tablet, so a portable handheld HD magnifier that has all of the brains of Prodigy inside of it. Now, you can take that tablet and you can dock it into a desktop unit. Obviously, the desktop unit is specially designed to accommodate the tablet and to position it directly over a viewing surface. And from there, you just need to use a touchpad that is on the base to do everything you can do with a traditional CCTV magnifier and a lot more. So the brains are contained in this really small 8-ounce handheld magnifier. And once you dock it into the desktop system, you can place pages or place any item underneath the camera. And you can view the entire page. You can take snapshots of it, and it'll store it in the memory of the tablet. And then you can take the tablet away and read wherever you want to read. You know, so you take snapshots of certain documents and then take them away. Or you can read them on your very large screen. So we have a 20-inch model and a 24-inch model.
Can you tell people who may not be familiar with this the difference between having an LCD display, which people are probably familiar with, versus an LED display?
Yes, the LED basically has a stronger backlight. So it's giving you more backlight illumination. But at the same time, it's a very soft lighting. So the LCDs are very bright and they give you a lot of intensity, but it causes eye fatigue pretty easily. And I'm one of those victims with the LCD screens. I have issues because eventually it just burns out my eyes and I can't read anymore. The LEDs are very bluish tint, low radiance, but high resolution and high contrast. So there's a great advantage of going towards these LED screens. And we've been very careful in selecting one that's high definition, but also has a matte finish. So there's no light reflectivity on the screen itself while you're reading.
This seems like a relatively complex system. How would somebody figure out how to get started with it?
There's a lot of intelligence built into the tablet. And one of the things that is really innovative about it is that we have a tutorial system that comes in the tablet. So when the user first sits down with the unit, they can run through this tutorial, which teaches them how to use the system and also presents them with a few visual tests and reading tests to essentially set the unit for their specific visual needs. So it will lock in a certain magnification, a certain reading speed, for example, the color schemes, because some people see better with, you know, yellow text on blue background, or, you know, white text on a black background, for example. So that will all be set up automatically for them during this wizard process. So that's something that, you know, we can only do because we have essentially a small mini computer that's part of the Prodigy system.
So that sounds like a great feature, particularly for people who aren't so comfortable with new technologies and setting up new devices.
For people who want to carry the portable unit with them, what are its physical dimensions?
The device actually measures approximately 7 inches long by 3.5 inches high and 1/2 inch thick. So it's really a tablet size. It's built in with a tactile touchscreen, so it's really easy to interface. And the nice things that were designed within this device is that the cameras are set at the back of the unit in the dead center. So it gives you the possibility of viewing exactly like a see-through of what you're magnifying. We have our built-in LEDs also to illuminate the surface that you're looking at. There's two built-in cameras. This is where we come into the technology aspect, but the device is smart. It's controlling all this transparently for you. So one of the cameras does the close-up imagery that you're looking at, and as soon as something goes further than 6 inches, then the other camera kicks in, and that's a higher density camera that picks up the details in high definition. So basically, we've stripped down the use of a handheld device that contains a lot of intelligence into the simplicity of a small handheld.
Also, the camera is actually built into the main display unit. It isn't a separate handheld device.
Exactly. And like Chris mentioned earlier, actually, this tablet is the brains of Prodigy. So if you use the tablet when you're spot reading and you capture certain elements, you can come back home, dock it into the base. And at that point, you can view the document or read the document with the comfort of a large screen. So that's the convenience of Prodigy. It's very portable. It's very adaptable.
In conventional CCTV systems, I generally think of moving a book or scanning it under a fixed camera. But it sounds like in this case, you can take a picture of the entire page and you don't have to deal with all this motion back and forth and aligning things to the text. Is that right?
That's very true. And this is the big difference also between previous CCTVs and Prodigy. We have an all digital approach. So basically what you do is you put the document on the base. So we're stripping out the imagery, which is a big bottleneck of the CCTVs. And we're putting in digital capture. So we're putting in text. And we're putting in the information in such a way that you can view this with a very high definition. So it's an advanced feature. It's all done automatically by the system. But the other thing that's really nice is that you don't have to control an XY platter. Those platters are really clumsy. They take up a lot of space. They're often pretty noisy. Now with Prodigy, you can control that full 8.5 by 11 page with the tip of your finger. So with that trackpad or the touchpad that's in front of the control panel, you can browse onto your page. You can pan, you can read from left to right. You can magnify certain portions. We also built in a locator so that you can zoom back to the full page that appears on your screen. And then you can decide where you want to go with the locator, which is a window that you're moving with the tip of your finger, and then tap to go right into that section that you're looking at.
And I guess the fact that you've performed OCR on the text and have essentially digitized that must mean that you can make very large text very clear and crisp.
Yeah, in fact, we call it diamond edge text. As Sam said, you can have your document transformed into diamond edge text, and then from there, you can magnify the text as much as you want. We have a upper limit at 80 times magnification, and the letters are extremely crisp. You don't see any of the fuzziness that you would see on an optical zoom at 80 times or even at 40 times. So you see exactly the text rendered in perfect contrast between the letter and the background.
I can tell you, Pete's blind, but I'm sighted, and the examples that you show on your website are spectacular.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention was, whereas some systems will just do the OCR on the portion of the image that is magnified under the camera, we actually do it on the entire page. So once the image has been captured, you can navigate to any part of the page and it's already in memory. So it will start reading instantly. And the other nice thing about Prodigy is that we keep all of the images in place on the page. So let's say you have a catalog or you're looking at a recipe book and there's a really nice picture of the plate you're going to prepare. That image will stay in full color. And it's just the text that's going to be rendered into diamond edge. So that way you have the best of both worlds.
Oh, so that's interesting. I was thinking that there are some objects on the page that you don't necessarily want to do OCR on, in particular pictures or graphs. And it sounds like you just leave those alone, but still you can magnify them.
Yeah, that's right. And in most CCTV systems, let's say that you're more comfortable reading with yellow text on a blue background. The way to do that, you have to set your contrast settings to yellow on blue, but then all of the images also show up rendered in yellow and blue, and sometimes it becomes unrecognizable. So what we do is we have the text in yellow on blue, but then the images are still their original color.
Eye fatigue is often an issue when you're trying to read. So once you've captured a page with Prodigy, you can spot read really easily with the locator just by moving your finger. But if you decide to read the whole page from that location where you are, just by the push of one button, Prodigy will start reading to you with a loud speech. So it's reading out the text that appears and it's showing it to you on the screen. And we have three different modes that appear that you can choose from. So you can have a line mode, so it's just feeding one single line of text so that you don't really have to move your head to read. It's always centered in the middle of the screen.
Like a marquee or a ticker tape?
Yeah, a teleprompter. Also, mm-hmm. they do that. Mm-hmm. And the other mode that you have is a column mode where it's one single column. So it'll strip down all the text and put it in just one column, and all you have to do is follow the focus while you're hearing it reading aloud. The last mode, and the one that I think that's the most important one, is the page mode. So what it's doing is it's reading the text on the screen, keeping the original layout of the page. So you have your proper magnification, you have images that are there, you're following the layout, and you're being read the document that's on the platter.
Yeah, there's a little highlight that follows the words as it's reading along. And then you can choose to speed it up or slow it down if you want by just swiping on the trackpad.
We're both retired physicists, and an awful lot of physics books have a lot of characters in other alphabets, in particular Greek, that an English alphabet OCR might have problems with. Do you have a facility to run the system without the OCR so people can see the special symbols?
Absolutely. CCTV, you can do manual tasks, you can do spot reading, you can do reading. We have a live mode, so you can go into this mode by the simple gesture, and any operation that's done under the camera, either it's something that you're handling, if you're looking at a remote, a pill bottle, or a book that's in a different language, it's actually going to magnify just like a regular CCTV. But on the other hand, we've also have languages built in. So if you have a book that's in another language, let's say German, for example, well, the OCR is smart enough. It's going to see that it's German, and it's going to run it through its dictionary and show you the appropriate letters and words in German. So that's the nice part of having the intelligence built into Prodigy, is that it looks at the document. It sets it in the proper position for you. It sets it in the right magnification. It knows the language you're reading. So it's just not a camera. It's a system that's working for you.
You mentioned that you had a text-to-speech engine in here, and that can be quite useful for people with low vision. Sometimes, as you say, you suffer from eye fatigue, and it's nice to hear something reading along. Can people hear samples of your text-to-speech voice on your website someplace?
We use the same voices that we use on the Victor Reader stream. And on our Victor Reader stream pages on our website, we have samples of all the voices.
It's a cappella, so it's something that you're well familiar with. And a cappella is one of the nice human voice sounding systems that are available. So definitely those that are used to listening to electronic equipment for visually impaired know a cappella.
So you mentioned that people could listen to the voices on your website. Presumably they can get all sorts of other product information on your website. What is your website?
So the website is www.humanware.com, and there's a Prodigy dedicated section there. Obviously, all the other product lines are there also on the website. You'll find the highlights and the benefits of Prodigy. There's a good description of the three models also that are available from this month on. So the first model that you'll see is the Prodigy Duo, which contains the base station and the tablet. You have Prodigy Tablet, which is the handheld all alone, and the upcoming desktop device that doesn't contain the modular equipment, but just a basic desktop unit.
And you don't spell Prodigy the same way the dictionary does.
No, that's right. It's kind of a play on words of, you know, prodigy, meaning, you know, someone extraordinary. And also the fact that it's digital. So it's like pro-digi. And so it's a I at the end instead of a Y. So if you want to go right to the main Prodigy page, it's www.humanware.com and then /Prodigy with an I at the end. So Prodigi.
Is there a phone number people can call you at?
Yes, we have our toll-free phone number, 1-800-722-3393. We have our customer service agents that know the product well. If there's more technically advanced questions, obviously the tech support staff is readily trained and know well this device.
And as usual, we didn't expect you to capture all those references and contact information, so you can go to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net, and check out all of our resources there, including the show notes that contain all the links and contact information that you'll need.
For this week's high-tech item, we'll be talking about some of the technology that makes the new Prodigy device possible.
Now, many accessibility products these days are leveraged off some commercial designs like an iPad or an Android device. Did you develop this from scratch, or did you use some commercial device and sort of enhance it?
The handheld itself has been designed from scratch. The market that we're looking to please is the low vision market. We needed very specific requirements, tactile buttons. We wanted to have two cameras. So we've designed the whole thing from scratch, but it's running Android in the back. It has a very strong processor. The software that's running inside, Prodigy software, is something that we've designed from scratch also. Diamond Edge technology was built in. That comes from HumanWare. But the gestures that you're using are the same gestures that you use on any other Android or Apple-driven product. So there's a few simple gestures. The ones that we'll use the most, you'll find a pinch and zoom, where you're using your index and your thumb to enlarge or to reduce what you're looking at. You'll have a tap. You'll have the pan, where you're reading, actually, and you're dragging your document with your single finger. With these gestures, you're good to go. Basically, those are the most important gestures you need to learn. And obviously, there's advanced gestures that are built in, but those are gestures that that can be activated if you need them or not.
Now, the dual camera system must have been something you developed on your own also. I'm not familiar with any tablets that have two cameras on one side.
Yeah, exactly. The whole design is custom. It's made specifically for the low vision user. So we created our own electronics, our own boards with the cameras positioned in the right place. We worked with a number of different partners. The integration of all the different technologies together is something that's never been attempted before. So, it's been quite a labor of love for the last about probably more than 2 years. That we started looking at the design. So, it's something that we feel puts us way ahead of the competition. It's something that's quite incredible, all the different technologies that come together in Prodigy.
It sounds very innovative.
It's very innovative, and there's many, much more features built in. You think of Wi-Fi, for example. Bluetooth is built in. We have gyrometers. We can detect the position of your handheld, so we can shut the lids off if we want to. The Android is very powerful, so obviously that'll bring us to many future applications. But all that strength, all that high technology built in, we've managed to strip it down to a simple operation. So basically what you're doing is you turn the device on, you put your piece of paper on the platter, and boom. You're ready to read it. It knows what magnification you like. It knows what are your preferred color schemes. And if you press the read button, it'll read it out right away to you. So the operation is very simple. Everything is managed by the system itself and its intelligence.
Well, that's really important to make it user-friendly for people in that manner.
Yeah, we're very excited about the technology, obviously. But, the main thrust that we had throughout the development process is staying close to our customers and developing a system that will be easy for them to use. The user experience should be extremely simple.
That's it for show number 1338. On next week's show, we'll be talking about becoming a blind piano technician. Being a piano tuner and technician can be an excellent career for a person with a visual impairment. We'll speak with Jeff Lan and Don Mitchell of the School of Piano Technology for the Blind in Vancouver, Washington, about how a blind person can do this job, the training that's required for it, and some challenges it presents. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.